This is Dale Connolly reporting. News meant for amusement. If you checked the papers and travel magazines over the past few months, you probably noticed quite a few pricey New Year's vacation packages for people intent on spending the first moments of the new century and millennium in an exotic, never-to-be-forgotten location. The choice between creating a vivid memory or staying home and hunkering down was a difficult one for many people, so I thought it would be fun to talk to two individuals who made different choices. Advertising account executive Cindy Barley is in Ciudad Turista Gringa in beautiful Mexico. Hello, Ms. Barley.
Hello. Hola. Good to talk to you.
It sounds like you opted to make a magnificent millennial memory.
Yes, I did. I'm talking to you from the top of a mountain. I'm near the peak of Mount Eugenio. The stars are twinkling overhead, and there's peace. I'm with a community of travelers, seekers, if you will. This is exactly where I wanted to be at the very moment of arrival for the 21st century. Me, a key, in direct contact with the universe. I couldn't be happier. Estoy muy alegre.
And on the other line is Auto Body Shop customer service representative Nathan Lustig of Absorption, Illinois, who is at home for the millennial moment.
Yeah, hello. I'm in my basement inside a fortress I've built out of old mattresses. I got a couple of flashlights, a tank of purified water, a case of vitamin-rich, naturally sweetened granola bars, a portable TV, and a chemical toilet. Very important. I feel safe and secure.
Well, you each certainly have had a different reaction to this event. Can you each explain what led you to your choice? You first, Ms. Barley?
Yes, I was determined not to participate in the fear. So many people scaled back their plans. I decided to embrace the world and all its imperfections. This is an enormous risk, but it's worth it if I can feel at one with the planet and all its people.
I'm one with my armchair. I plan to stay here for at least a week.
Well, but you can hear, Mr. Lustig, that Ms. Barley is feeling fine at the top of her mountain in Mexico.
That's right. I feel fully alive.
You got anything to eat up there?
Yes, I have a small supply of dried fruit and candy bars. And did you know chiclets are made here in Mexico? I have a lot of those, but I probably will fast through the night to enrich my experience spiritually.
Yeah, well, I'm hooked on food, and I've filled my basement with enough to last me quite a while. My plan is to eat until I feel a little sick, then try to go a couple of days without a formal meal so I can keep an eye out for prowlers who might be after my supplies. Especially those blasted kids coming over to peek at me through the basement windows.
That's one thing I really miss. I wish there were more children here on the mountain.
Have you noticed any service problems with your electricity or water or phone or anything, Mr. Lustig?
Nope, everything's working fine. Which is kind of a disappointment, really.
Oh, it's a disappointment. How so?
Well, you know, being ready for breakdowns can be really satisfying if they actually happen. And if there are other people around who weren't ready and they get caught, ooh, that's really sweet. That's my dream for the next few days.
Uh-huh. And Ms. Barley, it sounds like your cell phone service is working?
No. Actually, my cell phone is dead. I'm on a payphone in the parking lot.
Oh, there's a parking lot?
Mm-hmm. For the buses.
The buses?
There's a scenic overlook here. You can't get to it unless you take the bus, and the buses are all booked up by senior citizen tour groups.
So you're not going to spend the night up there?
I think we are going to spend the night. The bus won't start. But my seat is by a window, and when I open the window, I'll see the stars and feel at one with the universe.
Hey, hey, I have windows here too, and the sky is beautifully clear. At least I think it is. I catch glimpses of it when the crowds of kids part.
The kids are still peeking at you?
Oh, yeah. I think they're up there with their families having a cookout.
Well, it sounds like you got the feeling of community that Ms. Barley was after.
Yeah, well, she's having the service failures I was counting on to help me feel smug.
Well, you can feel smug about me being in this situation if I can feel superior to you because you're hiding out.
Hey, it's a deal.
Well, I'm glad that I introduced you two. It sounds like everybody's getting something nice for the new year.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Advertising account executive Cindy Barley experiencing the new year on Mount Eugenio near Ciudad Turista Gringa in Mexico, and Auto Body Shop customer service representative Nathan Lustig welcoming the new year in the safety of his basement bunker in Absorption, Illinois.